This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Let's go to the National Weather Service and bring in meteorologist Tony Answeeney this morning. Tony, what's going on here in Western New York?
Yeah, well, actually, temperatures this morning pretty much everywhere across Western New York have warmed above freezing, and this has changed the wintry mix of precipitation of last night over to just plain rain. So no real issues with the commute this morning, although there could be some icy spots still on untreated roads from the earlier freezing rain.
Yeah, how long did we see freezing rain for overnight?
Oh, the freezing rain started about mid-evening, and then that continued really pretty much until about 3, 4 a.m. this morning.
And was it all of over Western New York or just maybe more in the north towns? Can you talk about that?
Well, it first started off as snow yesterday afternoon pretty much across all of Western New York and then transitioned over to that wintry mix, including freezing rain. That freezing rain pretty much covered all of Western New York. Most areas did receive a pretty decent glaze of ice cover.
Yeah, when you're on the roads this morning, you kind of see that, and the rain's falling, breaking up some of that ice and snow and slush. I mean, you kind of have this crusty mix of everything on the roads. Would you expect that to be gone within a couple hours? Might it take all morning into the afternoon, or what are you thinking?
Well, it looks like right now temperatures will probably warm up a few more degrees, probably looking at maybe mid to upper 30s for the next couple hours. But then we have a strong cold front that's going to move through mid to late morning, and that's going to change the rain back over to snow across all of Western New York. Not looking at a lot of accumulation. Most areas probably looking at only a half inch to an inch. That includes the metro area. And then we'll see some lake effect snow set up southeast of the metro area later on this afternoon. Tonight, some areas down there could see up to 8 inches of snow by morning.
Wow. Okay. And now this changeover that you said is going to occur this afternoon, going back to snow, will things ice up again?
There could be, especially on the untreated road surfaces. We're not looking at a really quick drop in temperatures behind the cold front today, so that should help out. And as long as the roads are treated, there shouldn't be really any icing issues.
Well, hey, it's kind of a sloppy drive in, but hopefully we take care of that soon. Tony, thanks so much. Tony Answeeney with the National Weather Service joining us live this morning.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.